Hi Laura, this is Sam again with the Bank of Cardiff.
You guys.
Hey, do you have an extra minute or is it that time?
It's fine. Why don't
Yeah.
you answer that real quick?
Okay, just a
And
couple
then
quick
you can
questions for
call
you
me
just to kind of help you out a
back.
little bit. You guys were looking for just some cash flow improvements. Was there a specific amount that you guys were interested in or
Not really.
not particular? Okay. So yeah, we had talked about it a little bit before. We'll qualify you for the largest amount possible and you can kind of pick from there. So we can go with that. And then real quick, as far as the use of the funds, you guys are just using it for cash flow, payroll. What kind of things would you be applying that for?
It would mainly for supplies, just to, get caught up on some deals.
Okay, supplies and catching up on deals. Gotcha.
No,
And
mainly
then
just supplies.
mainly supplies. I got you. So what's included in supplies? What do you guys buy in general?
Tools, and then we do a lot of bid work, and we have to purchase things for the from other companies. They have to go in and do their part, but we usually just pay them when we get the money for the bid, so that's no big problem.
I
It's
got you.
just mainly cash flow.
Mainly cash flow. Okay. Is any of the stuff you guys are looking to buy, is that could you consider any of it equipment, in terms of like you mentioned tools. The reason I'm asking is I'm trying to set the file up here for success or the most success as possible. Just unsecured cash loans, just by nature, are going to be more expensive than equipment financing. So generally, we try to avoid those unless there is just it's really just cash spending. If there's any tool or equipment, whether it be a chair, a desk, or a drill, or
That's
just
actually
some
the
kind of big
problem I was going to
equipment,
come
if we
up
can
to.
classify any of your purchases as equipment financing, it would benefit you guys to take that separately. So as far as you know, if any of those tools are going to qualify as equipment, what do you think?
Well, I know, when we buy stuff, if it's over 3,000, it's classified as equipment and stuff like that.
Sure.
And but I'm not sure what he has, like we've had to buy tool trailers, in the past, just because we'll do work in Texas,
Sure.
and then we, have to carry a trailer with all the tools on it and stuff like that. So,
Right. Okay.
but I'm not real sure what he's planning, other than maybe a motor for a vehicle.
A motor.
The
Okay.
big trucks, how would that
That
be
would definitely.
classified?
Sure, that would definitely work. If you guys are going to buy a motor for a truck, we would qualify that as equipment. Would you guys be purchasing it from directly through a manufacturer or just buying it off a friend business?
Usually we buy them from either whoever kind of has them.
Okay.
Sometimes we'll have to order them from the the fact the not the factory. We order them from the company that, like international and stuff like that.
Sure. Okay. So that definitely would qualify as equipment, and like I mentioned, we would definitely be able to get you better deals on things that are equipment as opposed to just pure cash loans. I'm sure you can kind of understand. Yeah, when we give just unsecured cash with no collateral or anything, that would just be a little more risky. And in the industry, that's kind of where the rates start going up. As long as we have a physical object like a motor or a truck or even just a trailer
Well,
or something.
just like couple of weeks ago, a front end loader backed into one of our trucks. Well, we had to pay out of pocket, $7,000 to get a hood because the insurance money hasn't came in yet. And so, we had to get that truck back running again because we're using it every day. So we had to, pay out all that, to get that. Almost kind of rebuild the where it was hit,
They read
because
the
it hit
front
the
of it.
motor, and we had to buy the a radiator and just all the parts, and then the hood was like 7,000 just for the hood. So,
Right. And you just can't wait for those insurance to take their time and turn it around because, yeah,
yeah,
there's more.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we had to get that truck back on the road.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, I mean, priorities, to be honest. So those are just kind of cash flow things. We see that kind of often. It's just kind of with the slowing energy industry and everything, just waiting to ride it out.
But we do, you know, we do have a couple of trucks with motors out. And we just put them in other trucks, so.
Sure, sure. So yeah, I think it would be kind of smarter to break it down if we were to kind of do the deal. I do have everything set for you guys so we can start processing it. When you say he, you're talking about...
my son.
Son, okay.
Yeah, he runs it. He runs it, and my husband retired, so...
Oh, I understand,
so
okay.
Him and I run it.
Sure, sure. I think he's the one that picks up the phone when I call the office every once in a while. That's right. Okay, so I could try to check with him a little bit if you think he has a bit of a better understanding for the use of the funds. But like I mentioned, I am kind of just trying to break it down for you guys in the way that makes the most sense as possible. So if we can...
Yeah,
a
motor for a truck.
Of course. That would be perfect. So if we can, classify, if you know you're going to be spending, I don't know, $10,000, $20,000, something like that for equipment, like motors, things like that, we can separate that.
Yeah,
you guys a separate deal, and then we could do the rest that you want in cash. That way it just makes the most sense for the business.
Okay.
Sure. So I can go ahead and give him a call now. You think he'd be busy right now? Is he?
He was going out in the field, and I don't have him. He doesn't have service out there, and they can't take their cell phones on location.
Sure.
So when he comes in, I can have him call you.
Sure. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Definitely.
Okay.
So yeah, just kind of reviewing a little bit. You guys are looking to kind of buy supplies, catch up on some deals, some tools, and some for some bed work. You think? We said about
motor work.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then how much would you guys think you would spend on motors?
Let's see. We got $15,000, I think, is what they quoted us on one of them.
On one of them. And you guys are just looking to buy one motor for one of the trucks?
I don't know. We have two of them with motors out. I think three. You know, it's gotten slow, so luckily we haven't had to use all of them, and we've just switched them out with other trucks. But
way to see the positive side.
And I hate them sitting there, because if one of them break, they'll say, let's go take off the parts off of this one since it's broke and use it for that one, and I don't want them doing that.
Before you know it, you're just going to scrap the whole truck.
Yeah. We have one like that in the yard.
Just the one for spare parts.
Yeah. We
That's
had a backhoe that the insurance paid for. They paid us, and then one of our backhoes got, I don't know what happened to it, but anyhow, I think it turned over. But the insurance paid it for us.
Wow.
Paid us, and then we bought the backhoe back, and we used that thing for years for spare parts. So it worked out pretty well.
Well, I guess it is. It's a secondary use for it.
Yeah.
Think of all the money you guys saved.
We farted it out ourselves. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Okay. So yeah, I'll write down $15,000 for one of those motors. I'll put up to three. Here, just maybe if you guys are looking.
Okay. Okay.
And then, yeah, as far as the rest of it goes, you guys mentioned that front-end loader that backed up into the truck, it didn't take any damage. It's still pretty solid. Is that right?
Well, no, it wasn't ours.
Oh, well, so,
No, it wasn't our loader, but it was
well,
our
in that
truck
case.
That they smashed into. We're just waiting forever for insurance.
Sure, sure. Well, in that case, it's fine. Whoever has the loader will figure it. All right, sounds good, Laura.
Okay.
If you can have your son, just like give me a call. Let me know how that's going. I'm gonna start on this stuff here.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Laura. Have a good day. Thanks.
Okay. Bye. You too. Thanks.
Bye.